Bapamu Yesus.
Is the
Jesus.
The Lord, wherever you are, just magnify the name of the Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to be in His presence.
We bless your holy name, Lord. We see the things we search for, God. We search all over, Father. We can't find anyone like you. Lord, you are the only true Lord, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. None can be compared to you, Father. We bless your name. None is like you, none is like you. None works like you, God. You are worthy, you are worthy.
Let's go to our recap for today's service. The recap for our Bible study. So we'll go straight into our Bible study for today. The Spirit of Revelation for Excellence. A few weeks back, we touched on the Spirit of Excellence. Or is it last week or last 2 weeks? We touched on the Spirit of Excellence. We've learned that it is required for us to operate in excellence. The believer or the church is the light. And so we have to be pace setters, and we have to set the standard for the world to follow. Today we go into the Spirit of Revelation for Excellence. That is to say that for you to excel, there is a spirit or a key that you need called revelation. Revelation. God's end time agenda, and this is our opening statement, that God's end time agenda has the church at the helm of affairs. But it is through revelation. And our focus scripture is going to be on Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2, which says that, "Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." This is a prophetic word for the end time church. "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." Let's talk about the time. This is a prophecy particularly for the believer in the end time. For the believer in the end time, you and I. Isaiah 60. When you read Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23, it says that, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts." Zechariah 8:23. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, that in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." This is to say that there's a certain day in which we are, that 10 heathen people or 10 unbelievers will hold on to the garment of a believer and say that, "We will go with you to go and worship and serve your God, for we have realized that God is with you." Hallelujah. The time, and that you need to know God's word for the time and pray accordingly so that you can fulfill God's plan and his purposes even within the time. Amen. You have to know the dispensation in which you are so that you can be relevant as a believer. What shows that God is with you? What shows that God is with you? The manifestation of light. Light. Until you see light, you continue to think that darkness is the standard. Until you see the sun, you think that the moon is the best. Until you see the brightness of the moon, if you haven't seen any bright light as such before, you think that the stars far away are your best. When the sun shows forth at daytime, morning, then you see that, yes, this is more than fluorescent tube in my house. Hallelujah. Light. light. The Hebrew word for light is or, O-R, which means all illumination, or with the accent at the top, which means illumination, illumination or concretely luminary in every sense, meaning bright light. And we are talking about the kind of light that is described in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. Concretely luminary, meaning very bright light, like lightning. In Psalm 97, verse 11, it refers to like happiness. Another manifestation of it is happiness or gladness. When you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, you remember, and God said, let there be light. This is the kind of light we are talking about. Or light. Bright, clear light. The light that when there is darkness upon the waters, the kind of light that when it shows, you see every aspect of the situation to be able to deal with it. Bright light. This is the same light, as I've said, used in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. When you read Psalm 104, verse 2, our God is covered in light. It says that you've clothed yourself with light, with the garment of light. Revelation 21, verse 24, it says, the nations which are saved shall walk in the light. I'm getting somewhere. We dwell in a kingdom of light. He who has called you from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, 9. So I'll go through again. Our God clothes him, has clothed himself with a garment of light in Psalm 104, verse 2. The nations which are saved shall walk in the light, according to Revelation chapter 21, verse 24. And in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, that ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, it continues and it gets to the end, which it says that to show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The kind of light there is concretely luminary. Strong light. The light that brings difference. Hello? Mm. In him was life, and the light, and the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. The same one, kind of light says that ye are the light of the what? Of the world. Ye are the light of the world. Bright like daylight. Let me give you another example. In Exodus chapter 10, verse 23, when God plagued Egypt with 3 days darkness, we understand from scripture that the children of God had light in their dwellings. When God plagued the heathen, the Egyptians, with 3 days darkness, that they couldn't, nobody could move out of his house. Everybody was just stationary. Without light, there is no movement. Without light, there is no movement. What did I say? Without light, there is no movement. Without light, there is no development. So God has to call light into existence before he could make any changes. Hallelujah. The spirit of revelation which drives you into excellence. So we realize from Exodus 10:23, where there was light in Goshen, that light, you are referring to daylight or morning light, which is bright. It was upon the children of God, whilst the world was in darkness. Another reflection of this light is the term understanding. In Job chapter 12, verse 24 to 25, God is the one who takes away understanding from leaders, politicians, and causes them to stagger and wander like drunken men in darkness. So when you see that parties, this party comes, no change. Another party comes, no change. They cannot find the final solution to deal with the matter, because the solution lies with the church by the spirit of revelation. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is why we are in a day and an age that politicians will now have to consult pastors to be able to get solutions, and Christians with revelation to be able to get solutions to deal with government issues. Amen. That Christians in government are those who are going to bring solutions to the issues that we face. You have to be a musician who has revelation. Hallelujah. Not just any normal musician walking about, but a minister with revelation. That is where I'm driving to. That without revelation, you cannot excel. Without light, you will grope in darkness. You will keep groping in darkness like the unbeliever does. So, Job 12, 24 to 25, God takes away, he takes away the light from politicians. Another reflection of light, favor. When you read Job 22, 28 again, it says, to those who turn to God, when they decree a thing, it shall be established. And the light of God's favor shall shine upon their ways. So you know that scripture, Job 22, 28, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be what? Established. And then the ending of it, it says, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon their ways. The light of God's favor shall shine upon their ways. Bright light that brings change. Bright light that brings development. Revelation that brings transformation. It shines upon their ways. Hallelujah. Psalm 44 verse 3. You can only possess the land by favor. That kind of favor is called the light of God's countenance. When God's countenance is upon you, when the light of his countenance is upon you, that is when you're able to possess the land. That is what the children of Israel, they could only possess the land promised them by the light of God's countenance. And it's the light we are talking about. The light in Isaiah chapter 60. That I rise and shine, for the light has come. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 15. In the light of the king's countenance is life. In the light of the king's countenance is life. You remember the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, they were moving by a pillar of cloud by day, and by what? A pillar of fire, or we call it a pillar of light by night. A pillar of light by night. Without light, animals will come and attack them. Without that pillar of light, they cannot do anything at night. They will be attacked by all sorts of animals and they will perish in the wilderness. It's better to have the light of God with you even in the wilderness than to be alone. Hallelujah. And so I pray that as we go through this teaching, may God's light shine through your life in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of revelation be revealed through your life in Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 78 verse 14, it says that in the daytime also, he led them with a cloud and all the night with a light of fire. Revelation. Where you find revelation, you find divine direction. You find a leading divine direction. Where you find the light of God, you find that divine direction there. They were led. They were led. They were led. Your location is not as important as God's leading. This same light we are talking about, when Paul encountered Jesus for the first time, he saw a light come from the sky and shine around about him, a light which fell from heaven. You can be walking in darkness until you encounter light. The kind of light that brings transformation and revelation. This is what we are praying about, that your life cannot be the same because of the kind of light you have encountered. Paul's life was transformed when he encountered the light of God. And I pray that as we go through this, may we contact revelation that will change our life forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Another reflection of the word light is wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 13. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly as far as light excelleth darkness. So you see wisdom there being compared to light in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 13. As long as you are a child of God, revelation is your heritage. Because you are a child of light. Out of revelation comes solutions. Our Father in heaven, when he came upon the earth and it was filled with darkness, there was light. He called forth light, and then now he started putting everything into place. You need light in that business where you work in the name of Jesus. You need light in your personal ministry. You need light in your family. You need light in everything that you do, that God will show forth light, and then you'll be able to know where to put this, where to put there, what to put there. Until light came, the water, the firmament, everything was just mixed up. The earth with the water and everything was just mixed up. There wasn't day, there wasn't night. In fact, I got to realize from Genesis 1:3 that night and day, or the day, the kind of day light that you see there, is different from the kind of light that came when God called for light. It's the kind of light that you say that in that day there shall not be any longer sun, or there will be no night or day, but Jesus shall be our light. Hallelujah. Amen. Say after me, revelation. Say after me one more time, revelation.
Revelation.
It is my prayer that wherever, which environment you are in, you see, our Christianity must be practical. It must be practical. No problem must be too big for us to handle. We are children of light, but very often we leave God out of the picture. Sometimes, as a matter of fact, instead of telling God or asking him that what is the way out concerning this matter, we rather go, God, do it this way for us, do it this way for me, do it this way for me. Boxing God to work according ways to ways that we want him to work. Hello? But when you want to operate in excellence, you need revelation. The kind of revelation where God is the one who leads you. Hallelujah. So revelation is your heritage as a child of God. That is the first principle of revelation. The second one, your level of revelation must increase more and more. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 says that, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So your level of revelation, insight, your level of discernment of issues must get better. It must get better and better and better and better. You are not permitted to say things like, years ago, like this problem, I would have gotten the solution by it and by now. Amen. Your gift should get better and better in terms of revelation. You should get deeper and deeper. Kingdom benefits accessible through revelation. Number one, boldness. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Continue for me. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When you have revelation, Goliath is a little boy before you.
Amen.
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 When you have revelation, you don't go begging, you go commanding.
Yes.
Boldly. Not trying to bargain and negotiate. You command. You tell Goliath that I come to you in the name of the Lord because you have revelation. And it's because of you came from your relationship with God. Revelation. Light. Number two, divine guidance or direction. Psalm 43 verse 3. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Divine guidance or direction. When God sends out his light, it brings direction. Direction concerning his will. His will. Let them bring unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles your desire for me. So when you have revelation from God, your life operates on kingdom assignment. There are believers who can tell you, when you tell them that you need to do this, they can tell you boldly, God has not spoken to me about this. I am very sorry. I cannot take this offer. There are others too, they will tell you that, oh, it looks nice, it looks good. But at the end of the day, God is not in it. Hallelujah. Some can tell you boldly that I am here on the earth because of kingdom assignment by revelation. And then we move to number three. Benefits, kingdom benefits accessible through revelation. Number three, attraction and fame. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 3 says that nations shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Attraction and fame. We know from Luke chapter 4 verse 14 about Jesus that when he returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about because of his mighty works. Revelation that translates into mighty works. It attracts fame. Hallelujah. Number four, wealth. Revelation brings you wealth. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 5 and 6 says, then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. We have just 5 minutes more and then we are done. Number five, international businesses. Revelation. When you have revelation, you cease to be a local champion. Your businesses must cross the shores of Ghana. Your influence must go beyond Nungwa and Kaswa. Bekwai. Hello.
Hi.
So Isaiah 60 verse 10 says that foreigners shall build up your walls. What? Foreigners shall build up your walls. And it all comes after thy light has come. With that light, you'll be building your own walls. But when the light of God is revealed in your life, by revelation, you employ expatriates. Indians will work for you.
Amen.
Chinese will work for you.
Amen.
Lebanese will work for you.
Amen.
In fact, all across the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Americans will be working for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day, a mentor of mine was telling me that I was moving from one office to another office. In fact, I realized that not even one black person came to help. Some young guys came and all of them were white guys. They just came to help me move my... And I asked him, where were the blacks? But it reminded me of this scripture. When it comes to God, color is not an issue. Hello?
Hi.
Is he not the one who made every man?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
So some people, when they say, hey, a Mexican says that he wants to work in my business. Pastor, please, this one, is it of God? Please. Let me tell you that the God we serve, he is the owner and the possessor of the earth. And so he can cause anybody, kings, to come to the brightness of your rising. That is what scripture says. Number six, constant prosperity. It means your business will work 24 hours. The key is in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 11. Day or night, constant prosperity. We have just three more. Seven, influence. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 12 talks about that. that the city and the nation which shall not serve thee shall be destroyed. That means that you have economic influence. The day you go to the bank that you are going to take out your money, the bank manager will call you, please. Yes, we know you need the money, but please, can you just take about half of it? Because the day you take it out, the bank collapses. I see your name on that in the name of Jesus. And so we move to number 7, restored honor and dignity. Every mocker will bow.
Amen.
Those who have laughed, made a mistake to laugh at you before, by the spirit of revelation, they will bow.
Amen.
He says that their sons and their daughters shall come back bowing to you. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 14. And in Isaiah 60, 15, you have restored glory or beauty. Restored glory or beauty. Isaiah chapter 16, 60 verse 15. And the last one, restored royalty and peace. It's in Isaiah 60, 17 and 18. Isaiah 60, 17 and 18. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I'll bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I'll also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Kindly close your eyes with me. Kindly close your eyes with me as we share a word of prayer. Next week we'll look at how to access the spirit of revelation. But you are thanking God right now for what he has shared with regards to revelation, with regards to light. In the name of Jesus, let's begin to pray. Who has called us from darkness into his marvelous light, that we experience restored glory and beauty, that we experience restored royalty and peace, that we experience influence, that we experience constant prosperity, that our businesses will go international, that we see wealth in our lifetime, attraction and fame because of spectacular works. In the name of Jesus, all by the spirit of revelation. Lord, we thank you. 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 We thank you for teaching us, Lord. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for teaching us, Lord, the essence of revelation in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are praying that, Lord, revelation is my heritage as a child of God. Let revelation increase in my life more and more. Begin to pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. That day in and day out, as I walk with you, grant me deeper revelation, deeper revelation, deeper insight. Let the spirit of revelation be take over my life, that I'll walk by revelation. I'll do everything I do by revelation, seeing that which you want me to do in the name of Jesus. Let everything I do, let it be according to light, not according to dead works of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to thrive, Lord, even as your child. I want to show forth the praises of your works, Lord. So, Lord, let revelation manifest in my life. Let light manifest in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are praying that any area where my life has been filled with darkness, Lord, spread your light across in Jesus' name. Grant me revelation, Lord, to experience light. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rababu, Jibede, Amaladade, Abakaba, Zabada, Bayandede, Abaladade, Abba. In any area of my life, I've experienced stagnancy. I receive light today in the name of Jesus, that there will be development by your light, by the spirit of revelation, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going into a time of intercession and prayer right now in the name of Jesus. First, let's pray and then thank God even for today's meeting, that God will grant the grace for everybody he's destined to be part of today's meeting to make it in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray in Jesus' name. Rama Maya Nere Abalare Abba Zandere Abalare Abba 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 Rama Maya